with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration has won a major legal victory at the Supreme Court. Justices ruling on Friday that individual judges, district judges, lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions in which they effectively block the president's executive orders. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even as Republicans hope to pass their version of the big, beautiful tax bill this weekend, he has been keeping in close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
And that's exactly what President Trump is hoping for as he remains in Washington, D.C. this weekend.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Life starting to get back to normal in Israel. Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about what she saw at the site where one of those Iranian missiles managed to penetrate the Golden Dome.
Six apartment buildings that were basically destroyed from one ballistic missile, and for over 2 miles, every single window was shattered.
Eckstein spoke with the Salem Radio Network, as did former Senator Jim Talent. He says it's a very different world today in Iran now that the country's dreams of global dominance are
over. All of their pretensions and all of their ambitions have now been exploded. They're not going to dominate the region. They're not going to impose their version of Sharia law on their neighbors. They're not going to usher in a new wave of radical Shia Islam around the world. It ain't happening.
This is SRN News. New York City Pride is now running out of cash.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats who already control the state legislature are hoping to keep or expand their thin margin there and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and homosexual marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that host statewide elections in the off year. This is SRN News. Hundreds of people around the country report catching a glimpse of a meteor on Thursday.
More than 200 people across a half a dozen southern states have reported witnessing a fireball streak across the sky, and NASA has determined that it was a meteor. The sightings Thursday prompted wonder and amazement from many of the people who saw it. As of Friday afternoon, 215 reports from a half dozen southern states had poured into the American Meteor Society. Most sightings of the streak of light and fireball came from Georgia and South Carolina around 12:30 p.m. Thursday. Keith Peters, Washington.
U.S. stocks closed at an all-time high Friday, another milestone in the market's remarkable recovery from what had been a springtime plunge caused by fears that the administration's trade policies and tariff battles could harm the economy. The S&P 500 was up by 0.5% Friday. More on these stories at srnnews.com.